Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hello. My name is Joshua calling from Washington Opinion Surveys. May I please speak to Rebecca Andrews?
Speaking.
Great. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print,
No.
radio, internet, or television? No. Okay, we can definitely
No.
continue in that case. Perfect. So, are you registered to vote in Washington, ma'am?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will.
Would you say definitely vote or probably vote?
Definitely.
Thank you. And also, just to make sure we're speaking of people with people of all ages, may I please ask your age? What is your age?
67.
Thank you very much. And also, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Caucasian, Black, African
White.
American? White, thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Either Democrat or independent.
Okay, so would you say in that case a not so strong Democrat or maybe an independent?
Probably mostly independent.
Mostly independent, right? Thank you. Now, thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Dissatisfied, okay. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I'm fairly satisfied.
Okay. Would you say that's a strongly approved then? Or somewhat approved?
Somewhat approve.
Somewhat approved, thank you. And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Marie Glusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Pretty much approve.
Okay, somewhat approve or strongly approve?
Somewhat approve.
Thank you so much. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? You can select up to two. The choices are combating threats to our democracy, climate change and protecting the environment, fighting inflation and lowering costs, improving K through 12 education, protecting abortion and reproductive rights, reducing crime and gun violence, improving roads, bridges, and infrastructure, growing the economy and creating jobs, border security, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Probably climate change and, protecting abortion rights, probably.
Okay,
There's more,
so
but those
climate
are
change.
probably the biggest.
Sure. Yeah, we do need just two as of now. So it's climate change and protecting the environment and protecting abortion and reproductive rights, okay? Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which a 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel.
Okay.
Yeah, if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, also let me know, please say so. Maria
Okay.
Cantwell.
Seventy.
Okay. Marie Glusenkamp Perez.
Oh, 80.
Okay. Joe Biden.
Good 80.
30, you said?
80.
80. I'm sorry, the line broke up for a minute. How about Raul Garcia?
I'm not familiar.
Not something, never heard of him. Okay, thank you. How about Joe Kent?
20.
Okay. And Donald Trump?
Zero.
Okay. Woke liberals in Congress?
I'm sorry?
Woke liberals in Congress?
In favor.
Okay. Would you say between, in that case, closer to 100, 80, 70?
Closer to 100.
Okay, we can use that 100, right? Okay. How about MAGA Republicans?
Zero.
Okay. Thank you so very much. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Joe Biden, absolutely.
Okay. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Marie Glusenkamp-Perez.
Mm-hmm. Even though you are not supporting Joe Kent now, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might
pretty
support
slim.
Okay. So would you say fair chance that you may support Kent? A small chance? Just a very slight chance?
Small.
Or no
small
chance?
Small
chance. Okay, small chance.
Well, probably no chance.
No chance at all?
Probably
okay.
No chance.
Perfect. I understand. Next, I'd like to ask you some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their members of Congress. For each of the following statements, please tell me how important that is to you on a scale from 0 to 10. Use a 0
okay.
If you don't think it's important at all, a 5 if you think it's somewhat important, or a 10 if you think it is an extremely important quality or attribute in your member of Congress. You may use
okay.
any number from 0 to 10. Yeah. Someone
okay.
who shares your values.
About 90?
From this case is from 0 to 10, so maybe 9?
Oh, 9, okay.
Okay. How about a working mom who understands the needs of families?
10.
10, thank you. Someone who will fight to protect our democracy?
10.
A small business owner?
9.
Okay. An independent who will oppose the extremists in both parties?
10.
Thank you. A fighter for the middle class.
I'm sorry, repeat that.
A fighter for the middle class.
A 10.
Thank you very much. Let's go ahead and move forward. Now, I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about...
I'm sorry, a train just went by. I can't hear you.
Oh, no worries.
Say that again.
Yeah, I said, now I'm going to read you a few statements that some people have made about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be
okay.
talking with you about Marie Glusenkamp-Perez. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, again, where 10 means that statement is a very convincing reason to support Marie Glusenkamp-Perez for Congress. 5 means it is a somewhat convincing reason. And use 0 if that it means that it's not at all convincing reason to support her for Congress. You may use any number from 0 to 10. Marie Glusenkamp-Perez is taking on big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Marie supports legislation to cap families' insulin costs at $35 per month, and she doesn't take a dime from the pharmaceutical industry. From 0 to 10?
9.
9, so you consider it very convincing, right, from number 9. Thank you. The next statement says, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Marie. She respects and champions the trade and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Businesses Committee, Marie teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Rural Manufacturing Act, which would provide loans and support for small producers. From 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you. Marie Glusenkamp-Perez believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training in high schools, community colleges, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College's equipment. equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs, so that young people graduate with their skills, with the skill they need to succeed from 0 to 10.
10.
Thank you so much, and we're almost done here.
Okay, are we about done? Because I need to go.
We're almost done, yeah. I'm just going to take a few more minutes. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people change their minds. It's okay if you didn't, but I'd like to ask again, if the elections for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Democrat Marie Glusenkamp-Perez or Republican Joe Kent?
Democrat.
Okay, Marie Glusenkamp-Perez, thank you. Now, I'm just going to read you, we're almost done this last set of questions. I'm going to read you some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Joe Kent. Others will hear statements about the other candidate. Again, please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement gives you serious doubts about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. 5 means it gives you some doubts, and 0 means it doesn't give you any doubts at all about supporting Joe Kent for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. We can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the big special interest bankroll in his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That's a plan that would benefit Wall Street, and he supports deregulating the health insurance industry, which wouldn't lower costs but would lead to bigger profits for insurance and pharmaceutical companies. From 0 to 10, any number if you found doubts or no doubts at all.
0.
0, right? No doubts
I
at
have,
all?
Well, 10 I have doubts, yeah.
Yeah, you have serious
doubts
about voting for him, exactly.
I have serious doubts, yes, 10, sorry.
Perfect. No worries. And Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban would force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent would destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves if and when to have children. Families deserve to make their own decisions without politicians interfering. 0 to 10, please.
10.
Thank you so very much. And after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Less.
And that is much less likely or somewhat less likely?
Much less likely.
Thank you very much. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for Congress, in your own words?
I just don't like what he stands for.
Okay.
I need to go. Are we about done?
Yeah, we're 90%. Actually, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed from 1 to 11th grade?
Junior college.
Some college or vocational. Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Single.
Single. Thank you very much. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Somewhat liberal.
Somewhat liberal. Thank you. 97%. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month?
A couple times a year, maybe.
Couple of times a year. Several times a year we can select, right? Okay. Thank you. This concludes our service.
Maybe a couple times a year.
Maybe a couple of times a year, right? Okay, no worries. Thank you so much. This concludes our survey, ma'am. I really appreciate your time. Okay?
Alrighty. Thank you.
Thank you for your opinion.
Bye-bye.